Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been, and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align your purpose, let you feel
that
feel great.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is the gift.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was a song from a fellow called Nemo, who I just discovered actually this morning. And I thought it was an absolute perfect song for today. You can find his work. I posted the song on Facebook. So if you check out my Facebook page, you will find it posted there. So what a perfect song about being grateful. And the video that he's actually, you can find it on YouTube as well. The video that goes along with that song is really, really amazing and inspiring. Now, I have to say, you are going to hear some background noise today because I have visitors. My dad is away for Thanksgiving weekend when he was working at an antique shop and craft there, and I'm babysitting his dog. So, his dog is getting my brother's dog, who, you know, all of you who have been listening to the show know that I now have my brother's dog. So you're going to probably hear the two of them go back and forth a little bit today. So I apologize for that. And my son is home from college, which I'm so happy about. He's got a few days break from school, and it's really fantastic having him here. And we actually had Thanksgiving early. We're having two Thanksgivings this year, which is really, truly so amazing. And one thing that I am very thankful about this Thanksgiving and in my life, my dad and stepmom came down last night to bring the dog, and I discovered a couple of days ago that they weren't having Thanksgiving dinner this year, because they do this big craft show in Sturbridge, Mass., and it opens on Friday, but they have to be there Thursday all day setting up. So, but for a number of years, they were having Thanksgiving dinner at my stepmother's sister's house. And but this year, her sister has to work and wasn't able to cook dinner. And though my stepmother was going to cook, there would have been no one there. So she wasn't going to cook for just she and my dad, because they're really extremely busy, you know, loading up the trailer and the truck and getting everything prepared for the show, for setting their booth up for today. So I said, well, you know, why don't you guys come down and I'll cook for Wednesday? And so that's what we did. And I haven't had Thanksgiving with my dad probably since I was 16 years old, I think. He and my mom got divorced my senior year of high school. I was 17. So actually, I guess I was 17 the last time I had Thanksgiving dinner with my dad. And he and his wife have always sort of done their own thing. And even Christmas, we don't have Christmas Day together. We have Christmas, you know, sometime over the next week between Christmas and New Year's, usually. Although one year we didn't have Christmas till March, because just all kinds of things happened. We had a lot of snow here in the Northeast, and my dad had been in a hospital. But anyway, it's a long story. And so I'm so, so grateful for having Thanksgiving with my dad, because it's been over 30 years since I have had Thanksgiving with my dad. So it was really, really nice and special. And my son was absolutely fabulous. What an amazing help, because I have a regular student who I do private classes with on Wednesday afternoons. And we're working on a big project right now. And we were both so disappointed that we were going to miss this week's class because of Thanksgiving with my dad coming down. And but I was able to get the turkey in the oven and everything prepared early. And my son graciously finished off the meal, doing the potatoes and putting things in the oven at appropriate timing and everything. So it worked out really, really well. And then a huge bonus, he did all the dishes afterwards, and he set the table. He helped clean the house. I can't say what a huge, huge help he was. And, you know, he's always really helpful, but when he's home on a weekend, typically it's only for a couple of days, and he has lots and lots of homework. He's strives for excellence, and he's been on the dean's list since day one at college. And he's a junior in college now, and he's actually considered to be a senior because he has so many credits. So when he is generally home, he's usually very busy. And, you know, I do the mom thing where I cook for him and clean up and do all that stuff. So it was really super special for me to not even ask, and I didn't expect him to do that, those things. I just turned around and things were cleaned up and dishes were washed, and it was great. So I'm so, so grateful for that. And another thing is I'm going to my sister's for Thanksgiving dinner this afternoon, which is why, well, of course, because it's Thanksgiving, but that's why I scheduled the show for earlier today, because my niece works until 5. So we're having Thanksgiving dinner at my sister's house afterwards. Now, for you who are first-time listeners, I'll let you know a little background. And those of you who have listened to the show probably have heard me talk about this maybe before. Since my brother James passed away in August, I lost my youngest brother in August very unexpectedly. And my sister Cheryl hadn't spoken with us in many, many years, including our brother James. And it was such a shock for all of us. But I particularly feel so blessed because I have seen him quite a lot in the last couple of months before he passed away. I had had a party at his house for his birthday, though we weren't allowed to call it his birthday party, and just a few weeks before he died, and spoke to him actually the day before he passed away and told each other that we loved each other. So I'm so, so grateful for having those moments, because so often we don't get those chances with our loved ones. And, this is a show about gratefulness today, so I don't want to get too emotional, but I am getting a little emotional here. But, the whole point is be grateful for the people in your life every day, even in the difficult times, because the difficult times aren't forever. And you choose. I saw a great story that's been going around the internet for quite a while now, and I've seen it a couple of times, and it's about a couple that the man wants a divorce, and he tells his wife, and the wife asks him if for 30 days, she actually sits down and she writes and stays up all night and writes this letter and says, these are the conditions, I will divorce you, I will grant you the divorce. And one of the conditions was for the next 30 days, she wanted him to carry her out the door on the way when they went to work every morning, like you would carry a bride in the door over the threshold when you first got married. And he granted her this request, and what he found was, as each day went by, he realized more and more that he still loved her, and the intimate contact was lacking in their relationship, and that gave him a chance to realize that the relationship was very valuable and had so much that he loved so much about this woman. The day that he decided he wasn't going to divorce her, he had a mistress, a girlfriend who he was leaving the wife for. He told the girlfriend that he wasn't going to get divorced, and of course And so he went home very excited, came home with a big bouquet of flowers and couldn't wait to tell his wife and, tell her how much he loved her. And he found her still in bed, and she had passed away. She had been dealing with cancer for months and months, and he didn't even know that she had been sick. So the point of this story is appreciate what you have. If you're going through a rough patch in relationships, and we all do, life is not all a bed of roses. There are times when we don't see eye to eye, with our family, with our spouses, our loved ones. your neighbors, whatever. Just know that, in as my brother would say, it's all small potatoes. I love that phrase. It's all, when you look at it, really, it's all small potatoes. And, you know, if you're fighting about something with your spouse, stop for a minute and think about this question and really answer it honestly and seriously. Will whatever is going on in your life, whatever the thing is that you're fighting about, will it matter 6 months from now? Will it matter a year from now? So often, 99% of the time, the answer is no. It won't matter 6 months from now. Oftentimes, it won't even matter a week from now. So really, really think about what you have and be grateful for what you have. When you feel gratitude in your heart, it shows in your outer life, in your outer existence, and you can't help but be contagious. So if you would like to call into the show today, I know that so many of you are probably enjoying your Thanksgiving dinner now here in the United States. As so many people have dinner around in the U.S. On the East Coast, we're at about 1 o'clock, quarter past one now. But if you happen to be listening and you may be on the West Coast and not quite ready for your Thanksgiving dinner today, I'd be happy to take your call and hear your story and tell me what you are grateful for and thankful for today. And the guest calling number is 818-691-7313. I love hearing from you guys. And I want to give a big shout out to one of my huge fans on Facebook. And we had a great opportunity to chat this week. And it was really lovely chatting with her. Sandy Dufresne, who is today with her family serving meals to the military, local military, where it's boot camp. And all these young men who they have bussed over to this hall that her family rents and they provide all the food and do all the cooking for, they are just getting ready to go into what they call I forget what they call it, but it's something like Death Valley or something. Anyway, it's when they go into their really, really crazy hard training. So I wanted just to give a shout out to Sandy and her family and say bless you for what you're doing. It's just so wonderful and generous, and I know that all those men and women so appreciate it. And she posted a picture on my Facebook page of the bus of all the service people being transported to the breakfast. So it's really, really great. And those things inspire me. They really do. So if you have a story or if you have something that you'd like to share that you're grateful about today, please call in and share it with us. My chat room is also open, so if you'd like to join in the chat, I'd love to see you guys there as well. And before I get too far into my show, because so often I get in and I get so involved in chatting with you guys that I forget to give you my information of where you can reach me when I'm not on the air. The best thing to do is go to my website, which is www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine, and send me a contact request form. And, you know, you can just say hi, you know, whatever. And let me know if you'd like to join my email list, that sort of thing. That'd be great. Or if you have any questions about my services, you can do that as well. But if you send me the contact request form, that goes directly into my Hotmail box I call it my hot box, where I actually see those messages. And those messages are flagged, so they come right up to the top and I see those. If you email me, chances are I won't see it because it goes into my junk box and I get so many hundreds and hundreds of emails a day. I often miss because I just can't read everything that's in there. You can also find me on Facebook, and my intuitive page is Intuitive Medium, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. If for some reason you have trouble finding my public page, which I have to let you know, my public page is where all the action happens. So my private page is really boring, so you really want to like my public page so you can get my posts there. But if you have trouble for some reason finding my public page, you can locate it through my private page, which is CynthiaFontaine.142. But again, like my public page because that's where I really communicate back and forth with you guys. And I love to hear from you guys. So, send me a message on Facebook, say hi, whatever. It's all good. It's all good. I've met the best people through social media. And I meet great people everywhere. And that's one thing that I'm so grateful for is I have the most wonderful people in my life, and I'm so, so blessed. And I didn't always feel that way. And I don't know, I can't say if the change didn't happen overnight, because I've been studying metaphysical and spiritual work for many, many years now, actually decades, which scares me to say that, but it's true, because it just means I'm pushing on in years. But that also means positive things too, like I've gained so much and learned so much knowledge and have gained so many wonderful friends and people in my life. So there's the duality of the yin and the yang of everything. So I'm just, again, so grateful. So let's talk a little about today, what's going on astrologically. Really interesting that we have a new moon this weekend. And the sun and the moon are actually going to be doing a little dance this weekend. And the sun is all about your identity, who you are, who you identify yourself to be. And the moon is all about the unconscious of who you are, the subconscious mind and beliefs. And they're going to be doing a little dance this weekend. What this gives you an opportunity now to take a look at what are some of the old beliefs and old patterns that you have been living your life through. It's a really good time to unplug from those old limiting beliefs and habits and start sowing new beliefs and new habits. It's really time to sink into the new future of you. How about that? You pretty powerful. When you nurture anything, it grows. And if you nurture weeds, they grow. And if you nurture beautiful flowers, they grow too. So what are you nurturing in your life? Well, gratitude is an interesting thing because just like seeds, whether it's weeds or flowers, what you put your nurturing and attention to expands and grows. So what about gratitude? Yes, it works even for gratitude. So the more things that you can recognize and be grateful for, and I mean grateful in a sense of really deep heart felt gratefulness, where you feel in your heart. I feel like the Grinch today, and the Grinch Who Stole Christmas at the end of the movie, where his heart grew sizes that day. You know, and that's how big my heart feels today. And though I have many things going on in my life that I could be really upset about, that I could, you know, be moaning and groaning. And if you knew my life and some of the things that I have dealt with and are dealing with and going through and have gone through, you would be astounded that, you know, I have a smile on my face every day, nearly every day. I was cranky on Friday. We had a track of bad weather come in over the period, actually period of the last 4 days or 5 days. And I have really severe arthritis throughout, pretty much in throughout my whole body from working outside for so many years. For those of you who are new listeners, I delivered mail for 26 years out in all of the elements, and I had a walking route. So, you know, it really took a toll on my body. But I'm so blessed that I was able to retire now 13 months ago, and gives me the time to spend more time with you guys. So I'm so, so grateful about that. Now, I found so many great things to share with you guys today. Just little phrases about gratitude and things like that. And I want to sort of put them in different places today before, because we're, oh my God, we only have 30 minutes left now. One of the things, and this is from the Kabbalah.com, is gratitude is the gateway to blessings and abundance. Doesn't that feel just delightful and peaceful and just amazing? The key is, again, to feel it in your heart, because when you embrace it and you really feel it, that's when everything expands. And that's the law of the universe and the law of attraction. You know, so many people say, oh, the law of attraction doesn't work. I've tried it. I read the books. I did this. I did that. Well, the key is not affirmations. It's not doing, you know, it's not making the dream board. It's those things can help. But the thing is to live it like you already have it, feeling in your heart and your body. So if it's a dream car that you long for, when you're driving your car, feel like it's that Mercedes or whatever it is that you want to be driving down the highway in. Live like you've already got it. And I know some of you are going, oh, my God, are you kidding? In my car with all the bumps and rattles? And you can do it. Trust me. My car has been in the shop more than it's been out of the shop over the last couple of years. Although, knock on wood, this year has been a pretty good car, a pretty good year for my car. Although the first 2 years when I had the car, it was in the shop 19 times in less than 2 years. That's a challenge. So anyway, so trust me, I know if you're driving a clunker or, you know, it can be a challenge, but you can do it. I know you can do it. There's nothing holding you back now. There's nothing holding you back. Things that you've been wanting for or wishing for, the things that you want to create in your life. For example, what really makes your heart sing? What is it that you really want to do in your life? Do you want to teach? Do you want to have a radio show or write a book? You know, start where you're at. Start where you're at and just take small steps every day towards that goal. add up. I saw something on Facebook this week about putting a dollar away. Start a savings account, and you put $1 away, and the first week, and then the second week you put $2 away, and so on and so forth, and you continue putting that away, $1 more each week. So by the time you get up to 52 weeks, you're only putting $52 in the savings account, which on the big scheme of things is not a lot of money for most people. But at the end of the year, you have over $1,300 saved. How simple is that? So it's the small things that add up. And it really makes a big difference. Now, I've gotten so carried away here. I wasn't looking at my studio, and I've got callers on the line. I have people in the chat room. So, hey, you guys in the chat room, thanks for joining me. Great to see you here. And I am going to take a call. And this is Uncle Bill. I don't know what the area code is. So I am going to bring you in now. So hello, Uncle Bill, are you there?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Cynthia Toon.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
This is Cynthia Toon, right?
This is Cynthia Fontaine.
This isn't Cynthia Toon?
No, who's Cynthia Toon?
Oh, fuck. I thought you were someone else with the cats and the dogs and the cat getting thrown on your face when you're sleeping on the couch.
No, I haven't had the cat thrown on my face when I've been sleeping on the couch, but I have had my cat sleep on my head.
Oh, did you ever have the cat throw a fit and scratch the dog and then your living room turns into a disaster because of it?
No, luckily I haven't. My cats and my dogs have always gotten along really well.
Oh, okay. Is that other listener calling in by any chance?
There, I do have other people on the line, yes.
Bring that either that lady or that gentleman on.
Okay. Do you know who it is?
I do not, but I just wanted to wish them a happy Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful day for thanks and giving.
Oh, that's fabulous. It is. Hold on. Let me do that. And we are bringing in Lover of Dogs. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Cynthia Toon. Can I wipe my shitty ass on your white dress in the kitchen?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this, please?
Hey, can I clank a pot over your fucking head in the kitchen?
Okay. I think we have lost our caller there. Anyway, this is Cynthia Fontaine, and I just want to say I apologize for the caller's inappropriate behavior. And anyway, but we are being grateful and thankful today, so there must be something to learn from this. And perhaps it's just about patience and tolerance, you know? And coming into the holiday season, we know we're all going to need patience and tolerance dealing with family members, dealing with shopping. You know, if you're going out shopping Black Friday, my cousins who call themselves the Chaos Crew, and it totally, absolutely fits them, they're hysterical, but they figure out where they're going to go, and then they camp out at first place, and then they make a whole day of it. But so be nice to other people if you're shopping on Black Friday. You'd be so surprised what comes back to you when you show kindness and gratitude to others. You know, I've had so many great things come to me this week, totally unexpectedly. And small things. For example, I was shopping the other day, and the fellow at the cash register pulled the change out of his pocket to add the change to my order. I had dollars to pay for it. But he's like, oh, no, I've got the change. Don't worry. Then you won't have a pocket full of change. And I thought, how remarkable is this? And it was just totally, totally amazing. So then, something else happened this week, too, that was totally random and fabulous. So, and then yesterday, I got a fantastic fruit basket from my private student who I mentor every week. I have, if you are interested in furthering your studies with intuitive work, I do teach classes, and I teach locally, and I also take private students on. If you are not in my local area, then we can do classes over Skype. Or by the phone, whichever is more convenient for you. And let's see what else. I am also available for readings as well as private sessions. And you can find that information on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. So I'm going to take a little break here for a minute, and I'll be right back.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned to purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that
day I sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
exist. The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hey, this is Cynthia Fontaine, and I'm back with you. And that was Nemo and Grateful. And again, so we're talking about gratefulness today, and since it is Thanksgiving here in the U.S. And my friend Denise Lynn posted a really interesting post this morning. And Denise has a really interesting story as well, where she was actually shot and left for dead when she was 17 on the side of the road. And she's been through a lot of traumatic things. And she writes that her life is completely different now, and she is on Hay House Radio every week, and she's a fantastic author and teacher. And I've been blessed to have been able to speak with Denise many times, and we are Facebook friends and so forth. But she says that she's sending magical blessings for Thanksgiving, and that she's so thankful that she has a whole day to focus on gratitude. And she goes on to say that, and this can be, sometimes this can apply to those of you who are out there listening as well, and I know it's applied in my life. So I thought it would be appropriate to sort of just talk a little bit about what she says. She talks about how her life wasn't always as blessed as it is now, and that the holidays aren't always Hallmark cards for all of us. And that there are so many of us have life challenges, and the holidays can be fraught with less than positive associations. And she had several Christmases and Thanksgivings where she was completely all alone all day, having no one in her life. But she just kept telling herself that it was just another day, but she knew it wasn't true. Looking back now, she wishes that she would have created her own celebration and done things that gave her pleasure, you know, which is a really good perspective. And of course, it's always easier to look back than when we're in the situation looking at it. So, and things that can give you pleasure don't have to cost money. You can go for a walk outside in nature. That brings me a lot of pleasure. So, she also says that, you know, on these times of year that sometimes you're with family, but you wish you were alone. Because we all know families can be challenging. So my advice to you is know that if your holidays are lonely or they're difficult, you know, because of family members or whatever, or you're struggling financially, know that you have the power to change it. You have the power to change it. Make the choice to wherever you are in the moment, wherever you are in your life, to go back or to create some kind of celebration and or do something that gives you pleasure. Oftentimes, when we are so stuck in our own muck and mire, the best thing that we can do is go out and do something nice for somebody else. And it doesn't have to be big or elaborate or cost a lot of money. It can be as simple as that fellow at the cash register taking the 11 cents out of his pocket, which, you know, he works as a cashier. He doesn't make a lot of money, but yet he happily did that, you know, just because he didn't want me to have a pocket full of change to carry around. I mean, just how thoughtful is that? So it can be something small. Tell somebody every single day how grateful you are for them. Most all of us whether you're in the United States or listening in other countries, we get mail delivery. Let your mail people know how much you appreciate their hard work, because it really is a hard job. And having done it for 26 years, you can trust me that it is not an easy job. You deal with all kinds of weather and people and dogs and everything. And you're physically carrying heavy loads of mail on your back every day. So tell them, thank you for delivering the mail. I appreciate it. You can even make up a secret gratitude service where you can get together with your friends and you can create these little schemes that you can plot to go do little random acts of kindness. You know, how great is that? You can do that for the holidays. Plan 21 days of random acts of kindness. So, you know, you may have a Festivus party or a cookie party, a cookie swaps or whatever. How about having a secret gratitude party and come up with ideas of doing some random things for people for the next 21 days? I love that idea. I think I'm going to do that. I just thought of it right now with you guys on the air. How fantastic that. So be grateful for the people who do things for you every day, even if they're getting paid to do it, whether it's the sales clerk in the supermarket or the waiter at the restaurant. You know, yes, they're getting paid, but they're giving you part of their life force taking care of you. So be grateful for that. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't be able to buy food or get our mail. So look at each day and find something to be grateful for. Be thankful for it. Even if it's the smallest little thing, you may be thankful that you've got a pair of socks to wear. Start with the small things. And the more things that you're grateful for, the more wonderful things come into your life. So have a gratitude journal. If you can't think of anything that you're grateful for, start writing it down. And you may have to start really small. What are you grateful for? Do you have water that you can drink every day? Well, there are millions of people around the world who don't have access to clean drinking water every day. And, you know, here in the Northern Hemisphere, almost all of us have access to clean drinking water every day. That's something to be grateful for. And I'm so grateful for you, for all of you out there, for my wonderful community, for my listeners, for my Facebook community. I love all you guys. You really, really keep me going. And, I thought about canceling my show today and just playing a replay. And I thought, you know, I am so grateful for all of you. I'm going to work it into my day. And I'm glad that I have the flexibility to be able to do that. So thank you. Thank you for listening, whether you're listening live or you listen to the replay. I thank you. I love connecting with you guys, and I love and appreciate you. So again, look for the small blessings in our lives, because so often we want the big things to happen. You know, we want to win the lottery. We want our houses to be perfect. We want. Well, you can, you know, and it's great when you get those things, but the more you are thankful for the small blessings that we so often overlook, the more energy that brings in of more blessings. If we choose instead to spend our time paying attention to our problems, that's where we give our focus and our energy to. And when we do that, it creates more problems and trouble in our lives instead of bringing us peace and blessings. So start now. be on the lookout for the little bits, the little gems, the little pleasures in every hour of the day. Appreciate the people who you love, who bring you love. Send love to people that you encounter. Open the door for someone. You know, if someone drops something at the store in front of you, pick it up for them. Just pick it up. Appreciate the people that you do have in your life, even if it's a difficult relationship, because so often the most difficult relationships bring us the biggest opportunities to grow and to learn about ourselves. But we have to be open and willing to do that. Bring love and light to everyone you encounter, everyone you know. Bless them. Because you are one of those people to someone else. Oh, that's a really big thought, isn't it? Have you ever thought about that? You are one of those people to someone else. One of those people who you could have a random act of kindness done to you. I've had 3 random acts of kindnesses this week to me, at least 3 brought to me, which I'm so elated about. And as small as they were huge. Because they're just so, it was so beautifully thought, such beautiful thoughts in the way they were done. And simple. So it doesn't have to be complicated. Keep it simple. And remember, you are one of those people. So appreciate the people around you. Not just today, because it's Thanksgiving here in the United States, but every day. Every day. You know, they had Thanksgiving in Canada about 5 or 6 weeks ago now. So, you know, they say, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, it's Thanksgiving somewhere. You know, every country or culture has their own types of Thanksgiving celebrations. And so think about this. It's Thanksgiving somewhere today. And tomorrow and the next day, there are hundreds of little countries all around the world that could be celebrating some kind of thankful celebration. So treat every day of your life like it's Thanksgiving. Be thankful. Be grateful. Be loving. Kind. So on that note, I'm going to take a moment and we're all going to go into a sacred space of peace and love and kindness just for a brief moment because we only have 5 minutes left. Oh my God, the hour goes by so fast with you guys. I just can't believe it. So if you're driving a car, please don't do this. If you're operating equipment or things like that, please, again, don't do this, even though it's only going to be a quick, brief, visualization and meditation. I want you all to be safe and get to your destinations for Thanksgiving or wherever you may be on your way to. I have a lot of Canadian listeners and listeners in Ireland and all over the world. And I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you. So if you're sitting, put your feet flat on the floor, palms up on the arms of your chair or on your lap. And sit straight up nice and tall, spine nice in alignment. And as you take a deep breath in through your nose, think about all the things that you're grateful for today, this day, and all the things that you've been grateful for in your life. As you breathe it in, feel it in your heart. Allow your heart to expand with appreciation and gratitude and love. and allow that feeling now to radiate throughout your whole body, through your arms and your back, your neck, your legs, your feet, everything. Just feel it sort of swirl and embrace you and feel the warmth and love throughout your whole body. And as you continue to breathe in, now allow it to radiate outside your body. Feel the loving gratitude expand bigger than you. As it gets bigger and bigger and more expansion, feel the gratefulness and the gratitude and the thankfulness and the love. Send it out into your community, into your town, your state, your country. Send it out to the world. And you can even expand it into the whole universe. If we all did this every day, just for a moment, think of the shift we would create in our world. Breathing in. Make a commitment to every day spend a moment in peaceful, loving gratitude. Feel it in your body. And then take that feeling and expand it out bigger and bigger and bigger. Embracing all of humanity. Because when we can embrace all of humanity, because we are all one, whether it's the beggar in the street or the millionaire on the ocean, we are all one. We're all connected. What we do to another, we do to ourselves. It's true. So be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. And in turn, love others. Be so grateful for what you do have. And the things that worry you will seem to melt away. They won't seem so big. And I know there are some of you listening out there who, have real problems in your life where you may be facing homelessness. You may not have enough money to put enough food on the table. I know because I've been there. I know you can make it through this, and I know that you'll make it through it well when you can embrace the small things that you can show gratitude for. Remember, when you see the good in others, remind yourself that they also reflect the good in you. So again, find me on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, FaceCynthiaFontaine.142. My public page is Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. I want to say again, Happy Thanksgiving to everyone here in the U.S. Happy belated Thanksgiving to those in Canada, and happy Thanksgiving to you wherever you are in whatever your culture is. Take a day for thanks, even if it's not in your tradition. Be grateful today for something and for someone in your life. I'm grateful for you. I love you guys so much. And remember, holiday specials coming up. So send me a contact form from my website. I'm doing $50 half an hour intuitive readings, psychic readings, or mediumship readings. But you have to contact me through my website. I love you guys. Remember, be grateful.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all.
It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align to purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that
day I sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.